This is News Plus Special English. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. Here is the news. China has announced plans to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II, including inviting foreign militaries to participate in a parade on September the 3rd in Beijing. President Xi Jinping, who is also General Secretary of the Communist Party of China Central Committee, will speak at the event. Representatives of veterans, civilians who supported the army during the war, and relatives of the fallen will take part in the parade. Xi Jinping will present medals to representatives of war veterans and relatives of deceased military officers. The event will also feature some of China's latest weaponry. Active Chinese units, including the 8th Route Army, New 4th Army, Northeast China Anti-Japanese United Forces, and South China Guerrillas, will participate in the parade. This is News Plus Special English. Lawmakers in China are considering draft laws on cyber and national security and a draft amendment to the criminal law. The draft law on cybersecurity was submitted for its first reading at the latest session of the top legislature, the National People's Congress. The bi-monthly session ran from June 24th to July 1st. The 68-article draft law on cybersecurity suggests mechanisms to guarantee the safety of internet products, services, and information. Lawmakers also mold a law concerning the security of China's activities in space, on the international seabed, and in the polar regions. The draft national security law was tabled for its third reading. It stated China's stance of peaceful use of outer space, international seabed areas, and the polar regions. Lawmakers also deliberated a draft amendment to the criminal law for the second time, which included more items defined as terrorism. According to the draft amendment, those financing training programs for terrorists will face more than 5 years in prison, in addition to fines and confiscation of property.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com